few moments later, Mr. Honey is resting. Across the aisle of the dimly lighted plane, Marjorie Corder, the stewardess, is talking to Monica Teasdale.
Well, I don't think it'll happen again, Miss Teasdale. He seems to be dozing now.
What's the matter with that little man?
I'm afraid he's got some rather odd ideas.
He certainly has. He told me to sit on the floor in the men's room. If that isn't an odd idea, I'd like to meet one.
I think he was trying to tell you the best place to be if there were an accident.
Is that what I really ought to do?
I think he's right about it being the safest place.
But if he's right about that, he may also be right about the tail falling off. Who is he?
Some kind of a scientist, I think. Oh, but I assure you there's nothing to be alarmed about. Captain
Now, Sanders... listen, dear. The scientist says the plane is going to crash. The captain says it isn't. Your vote doesn't count because you have to string along with the captain, so that leaves it a tie. And as far as I'm concerned... What's that? The motors, they don't sound the same.
We've merely cut our inboard engines to save fuel.
Why should it be necessary to save fuel?
Well, all I meant was...
Just a minute. If I'm going to meet my maker, I'd like to know about it. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to have a little talk with Mr. Honey.
Miss Teasdale, please, I've just got him quiet.
Right now, I don't want him quiet. May I sit down, Mr. Honey?
Oh, yes, of course, Miss Teasdale.
When you came over before, I was only half awake and I only half heard. Would you like a cigarette?
No, thank you.
Now, about our crashing into the sea...
Well, it's hard to say for sure, but I don't believe we've turned back. They must have told the pilot to maintain a course to Newfoundland.
Then we are going to crash?
I would say there's an excellent chance.
I see. I don't see at all, of course. But the pilot should understand you. Why doesn't he turn back? Would it help if I talked to him?
No, I don't think so. Besides, I think we're quite near the point of no return anyway.
Point of no return?
Yes, that's where it's as short to go on as it is to turn back.
Oh, I thought you meant something else. How funny. I would have thought I'd feel quite differently being right up against it like this. All these other passengers.
Well, fortunately, I believe most of them are asleep, so...
Makes you wonder which one you'd pick out to save if you were God, and which one wouldn't matter much, doesn't it?
Oh, I don't know. I never thought much about things like that.
No, you never had time, did you? You were so busy with your multiplication table. But you had a chance to play God for a little while. Why did you pick me out when you decided to save someone?
Oh, but you ought to live. I mean, the work you do, you ought to keep on doing.
Oh, the work. No, I don't think I buy that. A few cans of celluloid and a junk heap someday. But you're a scientist. You are worth something to the world. I think I've picked you to be saved.
Well, that's very nice of you, Miss Teasdale. But I think it'll be all right about me.
Haven't you any family?
Oh, my little girl. She's staying with neighbors until I get back.
A little girl is worth a lot to come back to.
Oh, yes. We're really very fond of one another. She's 12 now. She's much more soundly developed than most children her age. She really has a remarkable grasp of crystallography.
Oh, that's very good, of course.
Yes.
What is it?
Oh, it's quite fundamental, you see, crystallography...
Has she got a compact?
What?
One of these things, a compact.
Oh, I don't know. Why?
Never mind. That isn't it.
No, that's not it.
Some more minutes and each one is kind of like a present, isn't it? You know what I was thinking about just then? All the people who will come to my funeral. That'll be quite an occasion.
Do you have a family, Mr. Teasdale?
No, not even a husband at the moment. But there's my agent. Oh, my agent, he'll be very sad. He had 5 more years to go at 10%. And then there's Lauren Colvin. She'll cry the most. She'll give a beautiful performance, and then she'll try to get the part in the picture I was going to make. I suppose that's why I don't feel the way I should. I would have stopped working quite a while ago if I could have figured out what to do with myself. I was married 3 times, but it never came to anything. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if it was all my fault. Maybe Providence is trying to tell me something. Maybe it took a first-class high dive into the middle of the Atlantic to make me quit. And maybe I'd rather it ended with a big splash.
Oh, no. Miss Teasdale, you've made people happy you don't even know about. Like my wife, Mary. Do you know that she took me to see one of your pictures that last night before the bomb came? She talked a lot about it after we got home.
Oh?
You made that last night very happy for her. Now, that's worth doing, Miss Teasdale. You know, when we used to go to pictures, we used to walk right out of them whenever Mary didn't like them, but we never walked out on one of your pictures.
Mr. Honey, this is not exactly the best compliment I've ever had, but maybe it's the nicest.
Well, that's why I had to tell you what I did. I have to do everything I can for you, don't you see?
You mean it, too, don't you? Scientists are always so busy figuring out new things. Why don't you figure out a mascara that won't run?
Hmm? Oh, well, I'm afraid that's a little out of my field.
It's all right. I'll be as good as new in a minute. Thank you for holding my hand.
Come in, Miss Corder.